brothers and sisters.
我想说怎么突然间左边眼角那 Keith 的身影不见了，我说主到来了。好，弟兄姐妹们，朋友们，早安。
Brothers and sisters and friends, good morning. Yeah,
祝你们新年的第六天喜乐。
Good sixth day of the new year.
也希望2019年我们说新年快乐，是因为我们与主同行。
I hope that we can say Happy New Year's because we are following the Lord in this 2019.
因为2019年我们 CCMC 的主题其实就是与主与神同行。
Because our theme for CCMC for 2019 is to walk with God.
那我们与神同行是因为我们知道神已经向我们展现了他的美善。
Now we walk with God because we know that God has already shown us His goodness.
他已经指示我们何为善。
He has already shown us how to follow Him in His goodness.
那刚才我们在诗歌里面我们有唱到。
Now in the earlier hymns we already sang.
耶稣是用他那慈声来呼唤我们。
That God is using his tender voice to call to us.
回家也就是可以与神同行。
And to go home is to walk with God.
那神已经告诉我们怎么样行道是美善的。
Now God has already taught us how to walk in goodness.
透过他的话语，他这样的告诉我们。
Through His word, He has thus said to us.
那同样的，他也告诉我们说，要如何行出他所说这是美善的事。
He has also told us how to walk in His goodness.
他自己本身在真实的时空以及人之中已经有了他的作为。
He already has his kingdom in reality and amongst his people.
所以确实神是要我们齐来众圣徒。
So God does want us to rise up as his saints.
让我们一起来崇拜我们的神。
That we may together come and adore him.
让我们与我们那美善的神能够在谦卑的心之中同行。
Let us walk together with our good God in humility.
让我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
我们亲爱的天父，
Our beloved Heavenly Father,
荣耀都归您，这是何等美妙叫我们肃然起敬的。
May all glory be to your name. This is truly wonderful.
您的恩惠临到您的子民，这是何等宝贵。
How precious that your favor has come upon your people.
借着您的灵，
By your spirit,
帮助我们更深刻地认识您的话语和作为。
Help us to know your words and works more deeply.
帮助我们爱您更深切。
Help us to love you more and more dearly.
赐予我们悔改所带来的喜乐和顺服所需要那谦卑的心。
Grant us joy in our repentance and humility in our obedience.
我们奉耶稣美妙之名如此祷告祈求。
By the wondrous name of Jesus we pray and ask.
Amen. 那直到我就是抵达俄亥俄州立大学上课的时候。
When I arrived at Ohio State University,
我只知道这一件事情。
The only thing I knew,
也就是蓝与黄配在一起的时候是变成绿色的。
Was that if you add blue and yellow together, you get green.
然后蓝与黄的这样一个配搭是一个非常显眼的配搭。
I also knew that blue and yellow together was a very striking color combination.
可是我在俄亥俄州立大学开始上课以后呢，我又知道了多一件事。
But after I started school at OSU, I learned another thing.
也就是蓝与黄这样的一个颜色配搭，可以使一个很喜乐的一个人变成一个很恼怒的人。
I found out that the combination of blue and yellow can turn a very happy, jolly fellow into a very angry person.
因为蓝与黄就是我们的死对头，密西根大学，就是在足球场上死对头的密西根大学的学校的颜色。
Because it turns out that blue and yellow were the colors of our arch rival, U of Michigan.
所以你就可以想说，在我们北卡的话，蓝色是有非常针对性的分别的。
Much in the same way that on campuses in our area, the nature of the color blue is a very serious question.
你不能够说是深蓝或浅蓝，因为这些蓝色已经是跟学校的名字结在一起。
Dark blue and light blue are already linked to the names of certain schools.
那我自己本身我是有一件这个蓝黄的外套。
Now, as it turned out, I had a blue and yellow outer jacket.
那我是还蛮喜欢穿这件外套的。我今天这个在 Ohio, 所以我没有今天没有穿。
It turned out that I really liked this jacket. It's still in Ohio, so I'm not wearing it this morning.
那我喜欢它不单单只是因为它设计。
No, I didn't just like it because of its design.
而是因为这是带有一些情感上的因素，就是这是我父母就是送给我的一件礼物。
But it also has sentimental value because my parents have given it to me as a gift.
那我就在不知觉之下，我确实有穿到就是学校。
Now one time in my ignorance, I wore it on the OSU campus.
那我就被警告说，如果你要你生命安全的话，你最好就不要穿这件外套了。
Now I was warned, if you care about your safety, I would recommend not wearing this jacket here.
尤其是就是 OSU 要对垒 Michigan 的时候，我们甚至不能够讲 Michigan， 我们要讲说那北方的那一个州哈 ，the state from the north.
Especially when Ohio State and Michigan are playing a game. In fact, we're not allowed to say the word Michigan. We say that state up north.
因为我们足球的粉丝是对他们这样的一个这个所谓足球是非常的热情。
Because our football fans are really serious fans about their football.
你不能够单单只穿红色，你一定要穿朱红色 ，scarlet.
You can't just wear red. You must wear scarlet.
因为我们学校是叫 scarlet and gray.
Because our colors are scarlet.
那同时间呢，在那个周末的时候，你在学校走的话，你会突然发现说有很多红色的叉叉出现。
You also discover on a game weekend there are a lot of red X's showing up.
所有的 M 字母都被划掉。
All of the M letters on campus have been crossed out.
所以你不知情的话，你就觉得说啊，这破坏公物。
If you're not aware, you'll think, "Wow, what a bunch of vandals!"
可是如果你是一个血脉沸腾的这个足球迷的话，你就是说，打倒 Michigan。
But if you're a serious sports fan, you'll be like, yeah, let's defeat Michigan.
所以如果你在学校的话，穿任何一点有那种蓝黄色配搭的衣服，都会变成好像对学校的背叛。
So if you wear anything that's blue and yellow on campus, it'll be like you're a traitor.
那我想我们也可以想象说一个比如说 UNC 的学生。
I mean, we can imagine a UNC student.
高喊着说我是一个以 UNC 引以为傲的一个学生。
Saying that he's proud of being a UNC student.
那可是他身上穿的就是带着 Duke 大学徽章的衣服。
But wearing a shirt that has the Duke insignia on it.
那我希望说那个学生的生命是安全的。
I hope that student would be safe.
或者说没有，至少没有旁人那奇怪的眼光。
Or hopefully would not suffer from some sideways glances.
所以当我去 OSU 开始上课的时候。
So when I first arrived at OSU,
我以为我只是去那里能够 you know, 好好的使用学校的教育系统。
I figured I was going there to receive a good education.
那同时间我能够很快乐穿我的蓝黄外套。
And at the same time, I would be able to happily wear my blue and yellow jacket.
我没有万万没有想到说，原来我会被问一个关于所谓委身或者是忠诚的一个问题。
I didn't think I would get asked questions about my allegiance.
就是你作为一个 OSU 的学生，你到底是忠诚于什么呢？
Are you actually? Do you actually have any allegiance to OSU?
这整个生命的忠诚是连你的衣服都有所代表的。
Turns out that your allegiance to your school goes all the way to the clothes that you wear.
我们身为基督徒，我们的忠诚是什么呢
？As Christians, what is our allegiance to?
我们是奉谁的名来做我们每一天的决定
？On whose name do you and I make our daily decisions?
请翻开弥迦书第六章。
Let us open to Micah chapter 6.
弥迦书第六章所给予我们那以神为主导的教导是这样的。
The God-centering instruction in Micah is this.
一个行公义、好怜悯、存谦卑的心、与神同心的人，是对神有真心心的人。
A person of true faith in God is he or she who acts justly, loves mercy, and walks humbly with the Lord.
一个行公义、好怜悯、存谦卑的心、与神同行的人，是对神有真信心的人。
Person of true faith in God will act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with God.
神对他的子民有这个要求。
God has this requirement of His people.
口所宣告的信心
，the faith that we confess with our mouth，
会是在生命里面展现
，will be carried out in our lives，
是会由行动来作为一个确认。
It will have actions to serve as its confirmation.
所以现在请，请会众听弥迦书第六章。
Let us hear the word of the Lord.
会是先以中文，然后再以英文来念。
First in Chinese, then in English.
以色列人啊，当听耶和华的话，要起来向山岭争辩，使刚俊听你的话， 山岭和地永久的根基啊，要听耶和华争辩的话，因为耶和华要与他的百姓争辩，与以色列争论。我的百姓啊，我向你做了什么呢？我在什么事上使你厌烦？你可以对我证明。我曾将你从埃及地领出来，从做奴仆之家救赎你，我也差遣摩西、亚伦和米利暗在你前面行。我的百姓啊，你们当追念摩押王巴勒所设的谋和比尔的儿子巴兰回答他的话，并你们从石亭到吉甲所遇见的事，好使你们知道耶和华公义的作为。我朝见耶和华在至高神面前跪拜，当献上什么呢？岂可献一岁的牛犊为燔祭吗？耶和华岂喜悦千千的公羊或是万万的牛和吗？我岂可为自己的罪过献我的长子吗？为心中的罪恶献我身所生的吗？世人啊，耶和华已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。耶和华向这城呼叫，智慧人必敬畏他的名。你们当听是谁派定刑杖的惩罚。二人家中不仍有非义之财和可恶的小斗吗？我若用不公道的天平和囊中诡诈的砝码，岂可算为清洁呢？城里的富户满行强暴，其中的居民也说谎言，口中的舌头是诡诈的。因此我击打你，使你的伤痕甚重，使你因你的罪恶荒凉。你要吃却吃不饱，你的虚弱必显在你中间，你必挪去却不得救护，所救护我必交给刀剑。你必撒种却不收割，揣橄榄却不得油抹身，揣葡萄却不得酒喝。因为你守暗例的恶规，行亚哈家一切所行的，顺从他们的计谋，因此我必使你荒凉，使你的居民令人耻笑，你们也必担当我民的羞辱。
Listen to what the Lord says. Stand up, plead my case before the mountains. Let the hills hear what you have to say. Hear, you mountains, the Lord's accusation. Listen, you everlasting foundations of the earth. For the Lord has a case against his people. He is lodging a charge against Israel. My people, what have I done to you? How have I burdened you? Answer me. I brought you up out of Egypt and redeemed you from the land of slavery. I sent Moses to lead you, also Aaron and Miriam. My people, remember what Balak, king of Moab, plotted, and what Balaam, son of Beor, answered. Remember your journey from Shittim to Gilgal, that you may know the righteous acts of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow down before the exalted God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000 rivers of olive oil? Shall I offer my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Listen, the Lord is calling to the city, and to fear your name is wisdom. Heed the rod and the one who appointed it. Am I still to forget your ill-gotten treasures, your wicked house, and the short ephah which is accursed? Shall I acquit someone with dishonest scales, with a bag of false weights? Your rich people are violent, your inhabitants are liars, and their tongues speak deceitfully. Therefore I have begun to destroy you, to ruin you because of your sins. You will eat but not be satisfied, your stomach will still be empty. You will store up but save nothing, because what you save I will give to the sword. You will plant but not harvest, you will press olives but not use the oil. You will crush grapes but not drink the wine. You have observed the statutes of Omri, and all the practices of Ahab's house, you have followed their traditions. Therefore, I will give you over to ruin, and your people to derision. You will bear the scorn of the nations.
让我们一起来再念第八节，就是音中音同时。世人啊，耶和华已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。我们的主已经透过他的仆人弥迦 先知对我们说话。
Our Lord has spoken through his servant Micah to us.
但愿我们聆听是为了对主信靠顺服。
May we listen in trust and obedience to our Lord.
一个行公义、好怜悯、存谦卑的心、与神同心的人，是对神有真信心的人。
A person of true faith in God is he or she who acts justly, loves mercy, and walks humbly with the Lord.
让我们一起来念这一句话。一个行公义、好怜悯、存谦卑的心、与神同行的人，是对神有真信心的人。我们能够行公义、好怜悯，是因为我们的神他自己本身是公义的神，是好怜悯的神。
We are to act justly and love mercy because our God is both just and merciful.
所谓神是公义的，也就是他会做那对的事情。
Our God is just, which means that He will always do what is right.
神是好怜悯的神，也就是代表说他随时随刻都愿意施予恩慈。
Our God is a God of mercy, which means He is ready at any time to give kindness.
那除非我们是与神带着谦卑的心同走，否则我们是不会行公义、好怜悯的。
Unless we walk with God in humility, we will not act justly or love mercy.
我们必须要带着这样一个谦卑的心，我们来认同说，我们来承认说，神是神，而我们只不过是人。
We must have a heart of humility and acknowledge that God is God, and we are but mortals.
他是属天的，我们是凡人。
He is in heaven, and we are on earth.
我们是在我们生命的全方位之中，都完完全全的需要他，而神他自己本身没有在任何一方面需要我们。
We need him in the totality of our lives, while he does not in any way need us.
那我们除非纪念并且敬畏神何为神，并且他的作为，我们是不会带着这样一个谦卑的心与我们的神同走。
We will not walk with God in humility unless we remember and revere who he is and what he has done.
那古时的以色列也就是因为没有纪念，没有去敬畏耶和华神，同时去纪念并敬畏耶和华神的作为。
Israel was guilty of not remembering and not revering who God was and what he had done.
所以最终他们走向灭亡。
Ultimately, this led to their doom.
第十三节告诉我们，因此我击打你，使你的伤痕甚重，使你因你的罪恶荒凉。
In verse 13, we are reminded, Therefore, I, the Lord, have begun to destroy you, to ruin you because of your sins.
上帝不是莫名的生气。
God is not randomly angry or unexpectedly angry.
上帝告诉他的子民说，是因为你的罪恶，所以你荒凉。
God reminds his people and saying, It is because of your sins that you are destroyed.
当我们不记得神是公义，并且不记得神对我们是慈善的时候。
When we forget that God is just and that God is kind to us.
那作为神的子民，我们很容易就对我们自己本身的罪不痛不痒。
It is then very easy to not become concerned, to not become pained by our own sin.
同时间，我们会坚持我们自己的作为。
At the same time, we will hold on to and try to maintain our own position.
古时的以色列，他们与神立约之后，他们却又毁约。
In ancient times, Israel did not only establish a covenant with God, but they also broke that covenant.
当他们毁约的时候，就表示他们其实是轻慢了神。
In breaking their covenant with God, they showed that they in fact were disregarding God and not respecting Him.
那他们这样不把神看在眼里的时候，也就是后来带来了神的惩罚。
By not keeping God in the center of what they did, they ended up bringing the punishment of God upon them.
这是因为他们与神所立下的约定之中，确实是有说，如果我们没有重视神的话，那神的惩罚必定会临到我们，这是公义的事。
This was evident in the covenant that they first established with God, because they said, if we do not look to our God, then we will ultimately be destroyed. This is just.
所以只要看着他们的生命，他们表现出来的，也就是你是神，那又怎样？
And by looking at the way they lived their lives, they were essentially saying to God, so what if you are God?
神听的不是他们自己口中的宣告，乃是看着他们生命里面的表现。
God was not listening for what they were saying with their mouths, but was looking for what they were doing with their lives.
神一再又一再地向他的子民展现他的恩慈。
Again and again, God showed his kindness to his people.
可是一再一再地神的子民说，你是神，那又如何？
But time and time again, his people said to him, so what if you are God?
那当我们继续再去探讨神的子民有这样一个属灵上的这样一个失忆症以及高傲的时候
When we look further into the spiritual amnesia and arrogance of Israel,
我们自己本身也需要停顿来问自己
At the same time, we ourselves must take a pause and ask ourselves,
我们是不是有像古时的以色列一样开始迈入这样一个危险地带
Are we like Israel of old, entering into the same danger?
我们口说是啊，我是信神的。
With our mouths, we say yes, we believe in God.
可是从我们的生命的展现，神要问我们说，你真的是信我吗？
But from the evidence in our lives, God may be obliged to ask us, "Do you really, truly believe in me?"
当我们活着的时候
，in our lives,
我们是带着对神的公义以及他的恩慈有这样一个警惕的心。还是带着这样一个遗忘的心。
Do you and I live in awareness or forgetfulness of God's justice and mercy?
所以让我们现在其实花一段时间来默想。
Let us take a moment of silence.
并且祷告。
In prayer and meditation.
求神帮助我们与他同走，不是带着这样一个属灵上的失忆症以及高傲。
Asking God to help us walk with Him, not in spiritual amnesia and arrogance,
而是带着谦卑的心，记得他在他那里有公义以及怜悯。
But with humility, remembering that with Him is justice and mercy. Dear God,
帮助我们
Help us.
不要忘记在基督里面你展现了你给予我们你的公义以及你的恩慈
Let us not forget that you have given us your righteousness and your kindness in Christ.
以致我们是带着这样一个警惕的心，我们知道在基督里，我们能够谨记着有基督，并且是带着这样一个坚信不疑的心，要来跟随顺服基督。
So that we will live with awareness of Christ and with an unyielding decision to obey Christ.
求神您就给我们恩典，我们能够品尝这样一个对信仰宣告，以及在信仰里生命合而为一的这样一个甘甜。
Give us the grace to taste the sweetness and single-heartedness of our faith in God.
我们奉着主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen. Amen. 弥迦书其实它的场景是一个法庭。
Now the book of Micah is set in a courtroom.
在这法庭里面，我们看见神将会审问，并且对他的子民有一个宣告。
And in this courtroom, God will both question and will judge His people.
透过他的先知弥迦。
And this will take place through his prophet, Micah.
他叫以色列人啊，你需要听耶和华的话。
And he says, Israel, you must hear the word of the Lord.
而这里弥迦是对着山说，山啊，你来做见证人。
And here Micah turns to the mountains and says, mountains, you should be the witness.
那为什么会是对着山岭以及这个冈岭来做，叫他们作为耶和华的见证人呢？
Now, why would he call on the mountains and the peaks to be the witnesses for Yahweh?
这里我们知道说山冈其实是那被称为地永久的根基。
Now, in this instance, these mountains are referred to as the eternal foundations.
也就是带着诗意的说，这些山冈已经在地很久很久很久了。
And so in a poetic sense, he is saying these mountains have been in the earth for a very, very long time.
所以他们其实是所谓知道有许多许多许多在这地所发生的事情。
So in that sense, they are aware of many, many things that have happened here on the earth.
那如果这些山冈能够说话的话,
So if the foundations of the mountains were able to speak,
他们会给什么样的一个见证呢?
What kind of a testimony would they give?
那这答案也就是神自己的话。
And the answer is, of course, what God says.
请我们一起先用中文来念三到五节，然后用英文。我的百姓啊，我向你做了什么呢？我在什么事上使你厌烦？你可以对我证明，我曾将你从埃及地领出来，从做奴仆之家救赎你。我也差遣摩西、亚伦和米利暗在你前面行。我的百姓啊，你们当追念摩押王巴勒所设的谋。 和比尔的儿子巴兰回答他的话，并你们从实听到吉甲所遇见的事，好使你们知道耶和华公义的作为。My
people, what have I done to you? How have I burdened you? Answer me. I brought you up out of Egypt and redeemed you from the land of slavery. I sent Moses to lead you, also Aaron and Miriam. My people, remember what Balak, king of Moab, plotted. And what Balaam, son of Beor, answered. Remember your journey from Shittim to Gilgal, that you may know the righteous acts of the Lord.
在第三节，我们看见神，他其实带着一种，似乎他带着是一个悲痛，而且似乎是已经束手无策。
Here in verse 3, we encounter God in his pain, and as it seems at his wit's end.
因为这里他说，我的百姓啊。
Because here he says, "My people."
这是一个神对于以色列钟爱的一个表达。
And here, this term, "My people," is a term of endearment.
所以他现在要来质问以色列，是带着这样一种对他们的爱来开始要审问他们。
So this confrontation, this questioning between God and Israel, is based in the love of God for Israel.
那神问他的子民说，是什么使你厌烦？
And so God asks his people, what have I done to you? How have I burdened you?
这所谓厌烦也就是使到说一个人已经是累到完全没有这样一个意愿要去亲近神，要与神同行。
So here when it speaks of burdening, it's speaking of to wearing someone down or to make them weary so that they will no longer seek to be intimate with God.
我们看着神是带着这样一个谦卑的心与以色列要对话。
So God is truly here bringing a heart of humility to his conversation with the people of Israel.
因为他是荣耀的神，他实际他老实说不需要这样所谓谦卑自己下来要与他的子民对话。
For God is glorious, he is not required to have this kind of a humble stance as he is coming to speak with his people.
可是他的用意，他是要与他的子民亲近。
But he wants to be close with his people.
甚至他说，你可以证明给我看，你可以回答我。
And he even gives them a chance to answer, saying, you can bring evidence before me.
他派了先知弥迦要对以色列人有这样一个对话。
And he sent the prophet Micah to Israel in order to have this conversation with his people.
所以到底是什么使得你现在不想要与我同行?
Asking, what is it that has led you to not want to walk with me now?
那很明显的，其实不是因为神没有对他们好。
Now it's very clear that this is not because God has not been good to them.
在第四、第五节里面。
In verses 4 and 5,
神就开始数算了过去对以色列人那持久的这样一个恩慈。
God begins to recount his enduring kindness to the people of Israel.
如果这些山冈能够说话的话，他们也会说：“对啊，以色列，你看耶和华是这样子善待你的。”
If the everlasting foundations of the mountains could speak, they would also say, "Yes, look, Israel, this is how God has been good to you."
神让以色列人追想说，他们是从埃及被救赎出来。
God speaks to Israel and asks them to remember how they have been saved from the land of Egypt.
脱离了捆绑，脱离了残酷。
Set free of bondage and set free of very difficult circumstances.
同时神也借着差派摩西、亚伦和米利安，给予了以色列人在光明中的指示以及服侍。
And here he also reminds them through speaking of Moses and Aaron and Miriam of the instruction and guidance of the Lord.
因为摩西他本身是先知，所以会告知以色列人神的真理。Now
Moses was a prophet, and he gave the people of Israel the truth of the Lord.
而米利安以及亚伦则是 祭司能够代表着神的子民在神的面前服事。
Now Miriam and especially Aaron were priests and represented before God the people of Israel.
同时间神要以色列人回想关于巴勒以及巴兰这样的一个历史。
And God also wants to remind his people of the history surrounding Balak and Balaam.
因为这样以色列人才能够记起说、哦、对神确实是在我们不知情之下已经保护我们了。
And this reminds the people of Israel, saying, even when we were not aware of what the Lord was doing, He was protecting us.
因为巴勒和巴兰即将对以色列人是没有好意的，并且要咒诅他们。
For Balak and Balaam had no good feelings to the people of Israel. In fact, they wanted to curse the people of Israel.
可是神却可以把这咒诅转变为一个祝福。
But God was able to convert this curse to a blessing.
神愿意保护他自己的子民。
God was very willing to protect his own people.
又让以色列人回到他们的历史，看着实亭到吉甲的这样一段路。
And he also wants them to cast their minds back to Shittim and Gilgal and remember that period of time.
要让他们回忆起来，在实亭，神确实是彰显了他的公义。
And to remember that in Shittim, God indeed did display his justice.
因为以色列人在实亭，百姓与摩押女子行淫乱。
Because while Israel was staying in Shittim, the men began to indulge in sexual immorality with Moabite women.
并且跪拜他们的神。
Who invited them to the sacrifices to their God.
那第三，那这是出自民数记第二十五章。第三节里面告诉我们说以色列人与巴利皮尔联合。
So this is from Numbers chapter 25 where it says that Israel yoked themselves to Baal of Peor.
也就是说他们将自己献给那假神。
And it means that they gave themselves as a sacrifice to Baal of Peor.
所以在实庭的时候，神向以色列人彰显了他的公义。
So in Shittim, God showed His righteousness and His justice to the people of Israel.
确实是在以色列人毁约的情况之下，他们受到了惩罚。
It was indeed in a situation where Israel was breaking their covenant that they received judgment.
可是神却还是带领着以色列人进入了吉甲。
But God still led the people of Israel into Gilgal.
吉甲是在约旦河的。对面
Now Gilgal was on the other side of the Jordan from Shittim.
是进入了应许之地。
It was entering into the promised land before they came to Gilgal.
所以上帝有这样一个信实，让以色列人还是进入了应许之地。
So God's faithfulness was displayed in giving Israel a second chance to enter the promised land.
是要让他们看见说，在神里面确实有这样一个重生的一个机会。
Showing that there was a chance of redemption in the Lord.
所以从实庭到吉甲，也就是代表说，在神里面有这样一个赦免，并且有一个修复。
So from Shittim to Gilgal is representing an opportunity for forgiveness and restoration in the Lord.
总的来说，神不单单只是说哦，你对我是亲爱的，而他是实际在情况在行为上，在他的作为上展现了他是爱他们的。
So here it is showing that God's love is not only in words, but is also in actions and in reality as He shows His love towards His people.
他的大能大力是为了他们的好处，不是与他们敌对的。
His power and His actions are for the good of His people and are not against His people.
从埃及到实庭到吉甲。
From Egypt to Shittim to Gilgal.
从摩西到亚伦到米利暗到巴勒到巴兰。
From Moses to Aaron to Miriam to Balak and Balaam.
神基本上是在说我是神，并且我是持守着爱你作为我自己的子民。
In a word, God is saying, I am the Lord, and I will continue to love you as my people.
那以色列历代的反应呢？
But Israel's response across history.
你是神又怎样？
Eh? So what if you are God?
你在他们在他们的生命里面表现说你对我们有公义有怜悯又怎样？
Their lives display an answer that says, so what if you are just and merciful to us?
我们能够与你进入一个盟约又怎样？
If we haven't entered into a covenant with you, who cares?
是我们说你是神，可是我们还是要就是过着我们这样一个生活，是忽视你自己本身，忽视你的话语，忽视你的作为。
Yes, we say you are God, but we are going to live lives that disregard your words, your covenant, and your works.
我们要凭着我们自己的方式活出我们自己的生活。
We are going to live our lives our way.
所以神也就借由弥迦先知提出了两个例子。
So here through Micah, God brings out two primary examples.
第六到第七节。
From verse 6 and 7,
我们看到第一个例证。
we see the first example.
也就是他们虽然有外在的这样一个宗教上的表现，可是这宗教表现是空洞的。
Which shows that although they have external practices of religion, these spiritual practices are empty.
以色列人民觉得说、啊、我只要有这个外在就足够了。
The people of Israel felt that, oh, I only need to have these external practices and this will be enough.
所以我是照着法，就是我是照着律法说我要献那一岁的牛犊。
So according to the law, I need to sacrifice a one-year-old bull.
同时间我要以数量来证明说我是一个虔诚的人，所以就有这样千千的公羊以及万万的脂油。
What's more, by numbers, I need to show that I am truly dedicated to God. So it speaks of thousands of rams and 10,000 rivers of oil.
那同时间
But at the same time,
却发现说原来他们这样一个对于宗教礼节的思维已经是混乱的。
Their own view of religion itself was also confused.
因为在第七节的下半段，他们竟然开始说有关就是要献小孩做就是作为献祭的这样一件事。
Because then in the second half of verse 7 it speaks of child sacrifice.
在列王记下第三章二十七节里面已经有严厉的说，就是以色列行这样一个在耶和华里面所看为恶的事。
In 2 Kings 3:27, it speaks of Israel committing this as an abomination before God.
我们看见说他们对整个宗教的这样一个的用意已经是完全扭曲。
And this is a sign of how twisted the religious thought of that time had become.
第六、第七节让我们看见说，他神的子民已经不知道什么叫做真正对神的一个敬拜。
And verses 6 and 7 show us that, that God's people had already no longer had a conception of what it truly meant to worship God.
而且他们对于自己所谓自己下的一个定义的一个敬拜，在神面前他们是没有带着诚实说啊，对，这其实是我自己认定的。
And this definition of worship of God that they had created, even in their own eyes, they did not realize that it was wrong.
那当我们走到第十、十二节的时候
，When we go to verses 10 to 12,
那我们更加看见说哦。这样一个外在的宗教很讽刺的是这样一个外在宗教的一个表现对他们所谓实际生命美善的展现完全没有任何一点关联。
And here we see that their external worship and their external religiosity had no effect on their actual everyday lives and their actual worship.
因为神说你看你们自己的社会。
Because God points to their society and says, go, look at your society.
看你们自己的生命。
Look at your own lives.
完全是充满着诡诈以及暴力。
It is full of deception and violence.
第十一节告诉我们说有那不公道的天平。
In verse 11, it speaks of dishonest scales.
有那囊中诡诈的砝码。
It has a bag of false weight.
十二节告诉我们城里的户户满行强暴。
Verse 12 speaks of those in the city are full of violence.
那不单单只是富人犯罪。
Not only are the rich committing evil.
整个城都是以说谎为乐。
The entire city is full of tongues that speak deceitfully.
来到第十六节的时候
，When we come to verse 16,
神基本上就总结了他们的罪到底是什么。
God summarizes why their sins are so severe.
他们的罪也就是依靠信仰别神。
Their sins are a result of idolatry and of trusting in other gods.
因为这里神说。我的子民是行那暗例的恶规以及亚哈家一切所行的。
Because it here it says my people are following the statutes of Omri and all the practices of Ahab's house.
那暗例的恶规和亚哈家一切所行的又是什么呢
？Now what are the statutes of Omri and the practices of Ahab's house?
也就是耶罗伯安的罪。
And that is the sin of
Jeroboam.
Thanks, Jeroboam. Sorry.
那这三个。案例亚哈以及耶罗伯安
Now Ahab and Jeroboam
他们是以色列的王
They were both kings of Israel
却行神眼中看为恶的事
They all did what was evil in the sight of the Lord
而耶罗伯安的罪也就是这个
Now the sin of Jeroboam
为自己立了别神筑了偶像惹神发怒将神丢在背后
was that he established false gods and he cast God behind his back in engendering the wrath of God.
所以这里我们其实要注意的是神不是说、哦、我是要一个无罪的一个城镇。
Now this was not God saying that he needed a sinless society.
因为他知道我们是有罪的。
Because he knows that we are sinful people.
可是他是要看见神的子民会对罪有这样一个很慎重的一个看待。
But God wants to see a people who take sin very seriously.
因而他们对罪看待非常慎重的看待，是因为他们对神的圣洁有非常慎重的看待。
Now we can take sin seriously if we take God's holiness seriously.
古时的以色列对于他们自己的罪一点都不在乎，而且也没有那忏悔的心。
Israel of old had very little regard for the sin that she was committing and did not have a heart of repentance.
同时间，他们坚守着他们这样一种外在的宗教的表现。
But while this was the case, she was still committed to holding on to external religious expression.
为了要让自己能够觉得说，我是一个信神的人。
And this gave them the ability to hold on in their own hearts to the concept that they were those who believed in God.
还能够说我是神所拣选的子民。
And what's more, they believed they were the chosen of God.
所以他们对于神和他的公义一点敬畏都没有。
So they had no fear for God and His justice.
同时也对神那展现表现出来的那样一种慈爱一点都不在乎。
And no remembrance of God and is demonstrated acted upon goodness.
对 是没有纪念同时因为不在乎所以没有纪念。那神虽然百般的向他的子民展现慈爱。
Despite the many times that God had shown his people his kindness.
可是古时的以色列屡次的鄙视着神的慈爱。
But Israel of old repeatedly spurned his mercy.
所以神保护着他的子民，这是正确的事情，是在他公义中所会行的事。
So God's protection of his people was right and was what he would do within his own righteousness.
可是当他子民犯罪的时候，惩罚也是正确的事情，也是在神公义里面所应当行的事。
But upon his people's breaking of the covenant, then the punishment of his people was also right and was also what God in his justice was obliged to do.
所以神也就透过弥迦先知宣告着他将要展现他公义的另一面。
So through Micah, God is announcing to his people saying that now he will be displaying the other side of his justice.
凭着所立下盟约 的条所里面 所写的条规。
So in accordance with the terms of the covenant in Deuteronomy 28,
也就是在生命记第28章里面所记载
as recorded there,
in Deuteronomy 28, 以色列将要被咒诅
Israel will be cursed,
而不是被祝福
and will not be blessed.
所以当我们将我们的心忠诚于罪以及自己的时候而不是神的时候
So when we dedicate our hearts to ourselves and to sin rather than to God,
那很自然所产生的后果，也就是毁灭以及死亡，而不是生命里面的丰盛。
The natural consequence that follows is destruction and death rather than prosperity and life.
神告诉他的子民
，God told his people,
第十四节，你要吃却吃不饱，你的虚弱必显在你中间，你必挪去却不得救护，所救护的我必交给刀剑。你必撒种却不得收割，踹橄榄却不得油抹身，踹葡萄却不得酒喝。
In verse 14, God says to his people, "You will eat but not be satisfied; your stomach will still be empty. You will store up but save nothing, because what you save I will give to the sword. You will plant but not harvest; you will press olives but not use the oil. You will crush grapes but not drink the wine."
因为古时的以色列，他将神是给他们那。带领的一个杖。
God had given the people of Israel a staff of guidance.
那在圣经里面，杖也是可以用来所谓对不起，不是杖，杆。神的杆子是为了带领以及保护的。
Now in the Old Testament, a staff was both for leadership and for protection.
可是因为古时的以色列说，我不要你的杆。
But because the people of Israel had said, "We do not want the staff,"
就带来神的杖。
That just led to the rod of the Lord.
而神的杖也就是那审判要进行管教的一个工具。
And the rod of the Lord is what brings about punishment and discipline.
而以色列也就在公元前740年到720年也就被亚述国毁灭。
And sure enough, in B.C., 740 to 722, Israel was destroyed by Assyria.
弥迦先知宣告，世人啊，耶和华已指示你何为善。
Prophet Micah proclaimed, Israel, he has shown you, O mortal, what is good.
我们没有办法说，哦，我不知道神是美善的。
We have no way of saying, oh, we don't know that God is good.
因为他在真实的时空以及人中间的作为，展现了他是美善的神。
Because God has, in reality, in our own time and space, shown his goodness.
可是神的子民却没有将神的这样一个美善就是慎重的看待。
But God's people did not take God's goodness seriously.
古时的以色列说他们是神所拣选的人。
Israel of old laid claim to the title of God's chosen people.
可是神他自己本身的公义以及慈善完完全全没有成为他们内心有这样一个感恩或者是要活出一个公义生活的这样一个驱动力。
But God's righteousness and kindness never became a source or a motivation for gratitude.
取而代之的反而是这样一种欺诈以及暴力。
And in the place of actions characterized by righteousness and kindness were actions of deceit and violence.
没有了正直，没有了慈爱，反而有了这样一种诡诈以及暴力。
And instead of righteousness and kindness, there was deceit and violence.
而这最终其实也就是因为他们自己自傲。
And the foundation for this was really the pride of the people of Israel.
他们是他们自己的神。
They were their own God.
他们的忠诚是对于所有其他的事情，就是除了神以外，就是其他事情都可以忠诚。
Their allegiance was to everything and anything other than God.
最终带来一个凄惨的下场。
This kind of an attitude ultimately led to a tragic.
是一个很可悲的一个下场。
It was a truly sad conclusion.
那我们说他们，他们，他们。
We keep saying them, they.
那我们是神的子民。
Now we ourselves are also the people of God.
我们宣告说我们是信基督的。
We will say that we believe in Christ.
我们宣告说我们是要走基督所给予我们的道路。
We will declare that we want to follow the path that the Lord has set for us.
那我们也就要问。
Then we must also ask,
我们忠诚于什么呢？
What is our allegiance to?
或者说我们忠诚于谁呢？
Or who is our allegiance to?
我们的信仰是那中庸无气息的信靠吗？
Is
nominal and lifeless faith. Sorry, I jumped back.
Okay. is our faith a nominal or a lifeless faith?
I'm jumping back. Down. Yeah. 那我们对不起，那我们是奉谁的名来做我们每天的决定？
In whose name do you or I make our daily decisions?
到底是谁或者是什么使得我们说新年快乐？
What is it that really gives us the ability to say a happy new year?
当我们忠诚于神的时候，
If our allegiance is to God,
那所结出来的果子，也就是主耶稣基督告诉我们的生命的丰盛。
Then the fruit of this allegiance will be the truly full and complete life that Jesus speaks of.
因为我们会认识神。
Because we will know God.
而认识神和他所派来的基督就是永生。
And to know God and His Son is to have eternal life.
主耶稣基督告诉我们说，他来是要叫羊得着生命，并且是得的更丰盛。
Jesus tells us that He has come to that the sheep might have life and might have it more abundantly.
并且告诉我们说他是葡萄树，我们是枝子，常在耶稣里的，他也常在我们里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了主，我们都不能做什么。
Jesus says to us, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing.
在耶稣里，神已经一次过的展现了他对我们这样一种公义以及恩慈。
And in Jesus Christ, God has shown us His goodness and His mercy once and for all.
因为当耶稣死在十字架上的时候，
Because upon Jesus Christ's death on the cross,
告诉我们说神确实是非常慎重的看待罪。
We were told that God does take sin very seriously.
所以任何的邪恶是不会被忽视的。
And so no wickedness will ever be overlooked.
任何的邪恶是不会，就是不会被惩罚。
All evil will never go unpunished.
Anyway, sorry. 对，我错了。在神里面有公义。
Because in God there is justice.
那同时间神也是时刻的愿意施予恩慈。
At the same time, God is ready at any time to show kindness.
并且主动的供应我们这样一个我们不配得到的这样一个美善。
And he actively offers us a goodness which we do not deserve.
甚至说他自己本身来付上这样一个罪的天价。
Even if doing so means paying the cosmic cost of sin himself.
要告诉我们说神他自己本身确实是好怜悯的神。
And this tells us that God truly is a God of mercy.
而当主耶稣基督来到我们当中与我们同行的时候。
When Jesus came and lived among us.
他是要让我们看见神真的是要与我们同在。
He showed us that God truly does wish to be with us.
以马内利是会成为一个生命的实践。
Emmanuel becomes a living reality.
他很诚意的要与我们同行。
He very sincerely, very truly wants to walk with us.
正如诗人所做的见证。
Just as the psalmist testifies.
就算是在那最深、最黑暗的低谷的时候，我们的牧者还是与他的羊群同走。
Even in the darkest of times, the shepherd will always be walk with his sheep.
那我们自己本身的罪孽是不会所谓克制说神主耶稣基督要来与我们同走，作为我们的以马内利。
Now our own sinfulness will not deter Jesus from walking with us, from being our Emmanuel.
可是我们对我们的主若没有这样一个信心，说耶稣是我们的主，我们的救主的话，那最终我们这样一个缺乏的信心是会使得我们与神隔离。
But it is our faithlessness towards him and our lack of faith in him to be our Lord and Savior that will eventually separate us from him.
弥迦书第六章提醒我们一个行公义好怜悯带着谦卑的心与神同行的人是一个对神有真信心的人。
Micah 6 reminds us a person of true faith in God is he or she who acts justly, loves mercy, and walks humbly with God.
我们是要行公义好怜悯因为我们神他自己是公义的神是好怜悯的神。
We are to act justly and love mercy because our God is both just and merciful.
那血染的十字架以及倒空的坟墓我们知道说神有公义神有怜悯。
By the bloodied cross and the empty tomb, we are shown God's justice and mercy.
神告诉我们说孩子啊
God says to us, my child,
我是忠于我的话语我的作为。
I am true to my word and to my works.
你就只需要看着那血染的十字架以及倒空的坟墓。
You need look no further than the bloody cross and the empty tomb.
那如果我们没有带着这样一个谦卑的心与神同行的话，我们是不会行公义、好怜悯的。
We will not act justly and love mercy unless we walk with God in humility.
因为我们不会承认说是啊，神你所说的才算数。
But that is the only way that we can acknowledge and say yes, Lord, what you say goes.
因为你是神，我们是人。
Because you are God and we are but men.
那如果我们没有纪念，没有敬畏神，没有纪念他的作为的话，我们是不会带着这样一个谦卑的心要与神同行。
We will not walk with God in humility unless we remember and revere who He is and what He has done.
因为我们不会认识他是谁。
Because we will not know who He is.
鲜少人会跟着陌生人同行。
It is rare for someone to follow a stranger.
我们常常要告诉小朋友说小心哦有坏人要拐带你。
We will say to young children, be careful, bad strangers want to kidnap you.
那我们说哎这是神啊他不是坏人怎么可能我们怎么可能会对神有这样一个抗拒。
Now we say this is God, he is not an evil person, how could we have this kind of an attitude towards him?
确实神是圣洁的。
It is true that God is holy.
可是我们是有罪性。
But we are sinful.
我们不会喜欢光。
We do not love what is light.
除非我们认识到说光是美丽的，我们不会觉得说啊，我这个黑暗，我想要跟光同走。
Unless we learn that light is beautiful, we will not naturally say, "Oh, I want to follow what is light."
我们会觉得，哎，走在我旁边就是一个陌生人。
We will feel like this person walking beside me is a stranger.
有时候反而跟在飞机上旁边的这样一个乘客的谈笑风生更加的刺激。
There will be times when we probably feel more closeness with a random stranger sitting next to us on the airplane when we chat.
我说啊，要我与跟神对话、祷告很干呐。
And yet, when we converse with God, when we pray, it seems so dry.
很多时候，我们安于说啊，我想要跟随主耶稣。
There are times when we feel like, yes, we want to follow God.
我们说, 跟随主耶稣是一件好事。
Following God is a good thing.
可是就像很多人也会说, 吃蔬菜是好吃的, 可是我自己决定不要。
Much in the same way that people will say, yes, eating vegetables is good, but I'm not going to do that.
因为我们安于想要的时候, 我们并没有毅然地决定说, 好, 我就是要跟定你了。
Because when we are contented with merely wanting to follow, but are not actually willing to make the decision that we will follow.
当我们不太认识神的时候,
when we do not really know God,
我们就没有办法完全确认他的价值。
We really have no way of determining His value.
我们没有办法说, 哦, 我真的是认定说主耶稣基督是配得我失去生命所有的, 就跟定了。
We are unable to make the determination to say, yes, God is worth sacrificing everything else in my life in order to follow Him.
对于这样一个,如果神对我们来说是陌生的话, 我们会觉得说, 哎呀, 我的生命要一直跟这样一个陌生人在一起, 好像我宁愿去花时间做我喜欢做的事情。
If God is a stranger to us, then it would seem very unreasonable to set aside everything to follow Him. We would rather go and pursue our own passions.
我们也不会说, 啊, 我今天所做的这些决定是因为我信基督, 所以才会做出这些决定的吗?
And in this situation, would we be willing to say that every choice we make is a consequence of our faith and trust and relationship with Jesus?
求主怜悯,
may God have mercy.
让我们是依偎着他,
and let us rely on Him.
依偎着耶稣,
and in relying on Jesus.
因为他是葡萄树, 我们是枝子。
Because He is the vine and we are the branches.
使得我们能够结出那公义好怜悯的果子。
May that allow us to then bear the fruit of justice and mercy.
否则我们只会结出一些完全没有意义，在永恒里面没有意义的果子。
Otherwise, the fruits that we bear will be useless in eternity, will be of no value.
接下来会想与大家分享, Piper 牧师所讲的一段话。
In a moment, I would like to share what John Piper said.
那因着时间的关系, 我会就是念中文的翻译, 然后英文的字会打在荧幕上。
Now, because of time, I'm just going to read the Chinese and English will be up on the screen.
那当然, 我相信大家可能就看说, 哦, 我看英文就好了, 好, 也可以。
Probably everyone would rather just read the English.
那 Pastor John Piper, 他给我们一个带着爱的一个告诫。
John Piper is here bringing us a warning in love.
Okay. 这里他说撒旦每星期不屈不饶地在花就是花上168个小时，为的就是尝试欺骗你，让你的脑袋充满着垃圾。他费尽心思要使一个几乎没有基督本质的文化环绕着你，而这文化的气氛、娱乐、广告、康乐和政治都充斥着关于你要如何去感觉或思考或行动的谎言。 那你认为在这样的大环境之下，你能凭着每天对上帝的书描上十分钟，就能够维持一个积极、带有能力、释放更新的思维吗？教会里之所以会有基本上仍属世却穿着宗教的外衣的人，正因为他们将99%的时间专用来吸取世界的走向，而只用1%的时间 来吸收天国话语的走向。求主怜悯。
God have mercy.
他告诉我们这样的很重的一句话。
When he says this kind of a very heavy word.
不是因为说他听见新年快乐，他就哦，我不要你们快乐，好，现在让你们觉得心里很愧疚。
It's not because he heard someone say Happy New Year. It's like, oh no, I want you to be miserable.
乃是让我们能够反思之后，在圣灵的带领之下，我们能够走上那实际快乐、新年快乐的道路。
But it is that in the Holy Spirit we may be able to consider what He said and then actually live a life that is truly satisfying.
所以神带领我们进入这样一个新年。
So as God has led us into yet another new year,
保存了我们的生命。
He has protected our lives.
透过他的恩典。
By His grace,
是另一个机会能够来品尝在主里面那丰盛的生命。
It is yet another opportunity for us to taste the fullness of life.
所以就让我们彼此鼓励。
So let us encourage one another.
确实是要相信神。
That we may believe in God.
能够来知道在基督里信靠耶稣是何等的甘甜。
And that we may know the sweetness of trusting in Jesus.
让基督作为我们生命所做的一切事的原因。
that Jesus may be the basis and the motivation for everything that we do in life.
让基督是那我们可以说新年快乐的原因。
May Jesus be the reason why we can say Happy New Year.
但愿我们能够活出我们所宣告的。
May we walk the talk.
我们能够说你是我的神，你是我们的神，让我们一起同走吧，神。
May we be able to say, You are my God, You are our God, let us follow you together.
当我们来到主的圣桌前。
As we come before the table of the Lord,
让我们花一些时间。
Let us take a time, some time.
我们能够安定，我们能够与神带着真，带着我们的诚实与神对话。
May we take time in quietness to speak honestly with God.
与神谈心，有关我们现在信仰的，我们信心的一个情况。
And speak honestly about the true state of our heart and of our faith.
让我们放胆祈求神塑造我们成为对他有真信心的人。
Let us boldly ask Him to shape us into people who have true faith in Him.
叫我们长成行公义、好怜悯、存谦卑的心与同行的小基督。
May we grow as little Christs who act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with our God.